Hello, everyone, and welcome to The New Yorkers, a podcast by New York City Cop. I am your host, Kelly Kopp, published photographer, New York City tour business owner, real estate content creator, podcaster, and above all else, a New Yorker.
Ladies and gentlemen, the next Brooklyn-bound train is now arriving.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
With me today, I have my executive producer, Jay Watson. How's it going, Jay?
I'm good, Kelly. How are you?
I'm good. It's the Christmas season, as you know.
Yeah.
You know, and if those of you who are listening to the podcast in current time, it is December, what is it, 6th or 7th right now?
5th. December 5th.
5th. December 5th. We are in full swing with Christmas. Our schedules are 24/7 busy. So that's where I am right now.
I know. You've been to how many tree lightings this
week? Oh, yeah. So last night was the Rockefeller Center, the famous worldwide known Rockefeller Center tree lighting. Tonight, right before here.
Yeah.
I mean, I literally ran from there to here to from the Wall Street Christmas tree lighting.
Okay.
And then two nights ago was the Bryant Park Christmas tree lighting. And then in addition, you know, I have the personal tours that I do with my tour business. I've been doing those almost every day this week.
Right.
Plus the bus tours that with a lot of our listeners who know Marco, the amazing Marco, my friend. You know Marco.
Yes. Yeah.
He does the bus tours out to Diker Heights. So I help him with that too. So it's just been
busy.
Ready to go to bed right now, actually.
And now you're recording the podcast.
What'd you say?
And now you're recording the podcast.
And now we're doing the podcast. But, you know, this is fun. Jay and I get to sit here and talk, catch up with our listeners. So you guys listening, you ladies and gentlemen. So
yeah, lovely to have you.
Lovely to have everyone today. And thank you for listening to us, too. I don't know if I say it often enough, but it's important to me to thank our listeners for taking the time, important time out of your day to listen to what we have to talk about. So that means a lot to us.
Yeah, and we really appreciate your feedback. We've been getting so many comments through the platforms as well as on social media about how people are enjoying the show. And Kelly and I really do read all of the comments.
We do.
And we talk about you. So make sure to write nice things.
Yep, and we also give you a shout out if you write a comment on Spotify, correct? Is that Apple too?
Yeah, Spotify or a review on Apple Podcasts.
Jay is the executive producer, so he does all that stuff. He's so good at it. We work so well together.
Yeah.
We really
I
do.
Plan everything, and you're the doer. I was just thinking about last year, this time we were having meetings to talk about what the podcast would look like for the following year.
Right.
And you were always just like, I want to record.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, okay, like, but what are we doing? You know,
let's
write this out. Let's come up with a plan.
Well, you know, it was funny. I was just talking to someone about this the other day, complimenting you, Jay, how awesome you are, because we're different in our personalities so much that he's a lot more grounded than me, a lot more organized.
Yeah.
A lot of you know me, who's a little bit more out there and a little bit just all over the place. So, you know, just a little fun. We'll say I'm a little.
Yeah.
But you're fun too. I'm just trying to let. I'm trying to compliment myself a little, you know, instead of saying, you know, I'm just a little airheaded, you know, sometimes.
Yeah.
And I need an assistant, and Jay one day hopefully will. Well, he's so busy with his life, too. So It's interesting, Jay, because, you know, when I talk about how the podcast came about, because Jay and I were truly, I actually said to Jay one day that I want to do a podcast, and Jay, you know, said, well, that's what I do.
Yeah.
And I said, what? And boom, here we are.
If you want another show, you could listen to Let's Get Civical.
Yeah, plug it. Talk about it.
Yeah, no, I've been working on Let's Get Civical since about 2019. I mostly do social media. One of the hosts is just had a baby. So I'll actually probably be editing a few episodes as well in the new year. But Yeah, Let's Get Typical is a podcast that's a comedy show, but it's educating adults on history and civics and government structure. So
is it New York specific or just
it's not New York specific. No, we talk about, I mean, really like stuff all over the world. Like they had a Russian Revolution episode.
Interesting.
They talked about San Francisco earthquakes.
Oh, wow.
They talked about the assassination of Abraham Lincoln, which is truly fascinating. And I encourage anyone listening who is remotely curious about that to listen to that episode of the show, because it's just the funniest murder that ever happened, because the one of the people who was a part of that plot was really hot. And that's not me saying it. It was the guy who was going to get murdered described his murderer as being absolutely gorgeous. And so like it was just like, it's so funny.
I have never heard this.
I know. You got to listen to the episode. You got to listen to the episode.
That is interesting. Sounds like a podcast everyone else can listen to.
Yeah.
As well.
Absolutely.
Wow. That really sounds interesting, Jay. I think everybody should listen to it. And for our our podcast, I think now we've had a full year. I've been green. I'm very green at podcasts, and I feel like I've learned a lot this year doing the podcast and from you, Jay. And I'm excited to see where it goes next year. Hopefully we can go to weekly. I ultimately would like to go to visual as well. I know that's a lot of work too.
Yeah.
But you know, to put that on YouTube for people to see and continue to talk to New Yorkers about New York City, because I think we all have. I love what I learned from our guests as well.
Oh yeah. No, you know, we learned so much from doing these interviews.
Me too. There's so much I learn and I love it. It's just, you know, all about New York City.
Yeah.
I think I know pretty much a lot about New York City, but I feel like I'm just scraping the surface now that we're doing these podcasts.
Yeah. And you have different people from different walks of life who do different things. Like, I think one of the most interesting interviews was when we had Q on to talk about like his life, at, like driving the bus.
The MTA bus driver.
Mm-hmm. And I never really like think about driving a bus, but learning his experience and how he became a bus driver and the different things he has to deal with.
The reason he became, right? Because
yeah,
of his father. His father, right?
Yeah, his father was a bus driver.
I thought that, well, Q, I've known his name's, yeah, we call him Q. Kasim is his name, but we call him Q. And he is such a great guy. He's also a professional photographer.
Right.
And that's how I met him, through social media as a photographer. And, you know, and then we learned more about him as being a bus driver. And he's such a genuine, good guy.
Yeah.
He's the epitome of a real, true New Yorker. And he, like you said, his story of, you know, his father was a bus driver, too. And it's really fascinating.
Yeah, no, it was. And so, like, I feel that for the next season, if we call it season two of the New Yorkers podcast, yeah. I'm really curious to see what else we can learn about New York City.
Exactly.
What other kinds of people we can have on the show. What other aspects of city life that we might not think about every day?
Mm-hmm.
That's what's really exciting for me for the future of the show.
I agree. I'm excited to have all new guests and repeat guests too. I really enjoy speaking with everyone, and I know we're going to have a few repeat guests too.
Yeah, no, please let us know who you enjoyed and who you want to see again, because we really want to take audience feedback into consideration. So if there was a topic that you thought we could do more on, please let us know.
I completely agree. I think it's very important, you know, from our audience, from our listeners, to give us constructive criticism as well. I'm very open to that always. I'm never insulted with anything. Even when I do my personal tours, you know, sometimes I'll ask, you know, how was it? What is there any constructive criticism you have? Because it's important to me. How can I become better?
Yeah.
How can I learn and be better without our listeners telling us what they think we should do or some advice that they think would help make the show better. So I'm always, always open to that.
No,
I think everybody should be open to just
hearing. I agree. I really want to commend you, because I feel like you say that and you really mean it.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that, Jay.
I know a lot of people.
I do mean it. Yeah.
Say like, oh yeah, tell me what you think, but they actually don't want to know what you think. And I feel like you are someone who genuinely takes feedback into consideration and like moves forward with that in mind. So
Jay, that means a lot. Thanks.
Yeah, of course.
I truly do feel that way. I think some people do have issues with constructive criticism.
Yeah.
You can tell me straight to my face and I'll say, oh, that's a great idea. That's a great point.
Yeah.
And that's why I guess I do get frustrated with people who don't take constructive criticism well, because we cannot be better if someone doesn't give us that constructive criticism.
Yeah.
I always want to be better in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah. No, I in college did a lot of, most of what my college degree is in giving feedback. So
really,
I definitely talk to a lot of people who are not very good at getting feedback.
Let's take a quick break.
Hey there, I'm Bellamy Young. I'm an actor and a producer. I've been working with the global humanitarian organization, CARE, and I am so excited to invite you along for my new podcast, She Leads with CARE. Each week, you'll meet some incredible women who have changed their lives and their communities.
We raise our voices for people who don't raise their voices to defend themselves.
Listen to She Leads with CARE now on your favorite podcast platform. New episodes every Tuesday.
Yeah, I bet.
You know.
I guess it comes with age too for some
sure,
people.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm getting to be up there, Jay. And so I think that you learn, and we'll get into this more later because, you know, we're going to talk about New York City. And the name of the episode is Why I Moved to New York City. And so that all comes into play. I didn't even plan on that.
Yeah, good segue.
It's going to catch up to that. So that's exactly what we're talking about, is why I moved to New York City. And this was actually Jay's idea.
Yeah. Kelly was really busy this week, so I took the reins in coming up with this podcast idea and discussion. So
thank today, you, Jay.
Yeah, today I'm going to be asking Kelly some questions about how and why he moved to New York City.
I'm ready.
If you didn't know, Kelly moved to New York City. He was not born here or in the surrounding area.
Correct.
So I guess for those who don't know, those who haven't been following the show or you and your work, where did you move from?
I moved here from Orlando, Florida in 2013, August 1st, 2013.
Okay.
And it's the best decision I've ever made in my entire life. I believe that. I truly believe that.
Wow. So then Kelly, why did you move here?
Well, That's a great question, and there's a lot of factors that led to me moving here. I had been to New York City maybe twice in my lifetime. Before I moved here, I had visited, and I loved it. And maybe three times. The first time was in the 90s.
Okay.
When New York was a much different place, too, and I went up into the World Trade Center. I remember that in the Twin Towers, I should say.
Yeah.
I was here with a good friend of mine who actually happened to live here out on Long Island. It was my first experience in the Northeast area of the United States, especially New York City. I remember seeing the skyline in the distance, and I was going bonkers in the car because we drove up from Florida.
Oh, wow.
A friend of
you
mine.
Florida?
Yeah, we drove up from Florida.
Wow. It was like a 12-hour drive, isn't it?
I guess it was more like a 24-hour drive, but it was so long ago. I don't remember how we got here, in a sense. I know we drove, but I don't remember where we stayed or anything.
How old were you?
I was probably 18, 19.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I just remember seeing the skyline, and I looked out the window, and just this joy I felt of the massiveness of New York City. And and it was just, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners can relate to this too. And because we all have this love for New York City. And I just, I was just overwhelmed. And you know, I experienced New York City, and I also experienced Montauk out on Long Island, and it was really cool. I think I was here for a week, and it was a great time, and I loved it. I didn't really think about moving here, but I was definitely in love with New York.
Yeah.
100%. And then the second time I was here was a couple years later, and I was on the Ricky Lake show with my identical twin brother.
Oh, right. You told me
that. Did I tell you that before?
Yeah, you did.
So they had New Year's. This is so funny. It was so long ago, but they had identical, I have an identical twin brother. His name's Kevin. And so they called me actually on my home phone line, my landline, which Jay, you probably don't even know what a landline is.
I do know what a landline is.
Have you ever had a landline?
We have had a landline.
Okay.
Yes. give me a little credit.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm not that young.
You are young though. Okay. But you're an adult.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's funny. But yeah, so I was on Ricky Lake. I got a phone call at home. I answered the phone. I said, hello, this is so-and-so from the Ricky Lake show. I don't, I was kind of surprised. I thought it was a joke at first. And then they said, I'm a producer and you have a twin brother. We'd like to have you on the show for you. And it wasn't topical because I don't know if you know, even know the Ricky Lake Show.
I don't know.
Yeah, it was kind of like Jerry Springer-ish. You know who Jerry Springer is? Oh, this is tough. Just kind of controversial, you know.
Okay.
You know, they have these like, somebody got somebody pregnant, or you're the father, or you're not the father, stuff. Okay. But, she had that stuff. But she had kind of regular guests on there, too. So basically, it was a New Year's Eve dating game show. And so she had me and my brother on there. And we wore tuxes, and it was really nice. And there were some other people on there, too, that it was just people, certain people, like this Playgirl model was on there, and a Playboy model were on there.
Wow.
Yeah, but they were dressed up, they were naked. But, so I don't know. And we did dating games. It was fun. There was like 10 of us on there. But my twin brother and I were a twist because they didn't know we were twins.
Okay.
My brother picked between two and girls. Then I came out and picked two.
Yeah.
So, it was just funny, It was just fun when I came out.
How old were you?
Early 20s.
Okay. So around the same time.
Yeah. So, maybe a few years later, 4 or 5 years later.
Well, yeah.
And then I was in New York. We're just with my twin brother running around the city. We put us up in this hotel. We had a great time.
That sounds so. Did you ever find out like how they found out about?
I have a good friend who worked for, I'd say MTV or something. He was a producer, and I guess it's word of mouth. Like they talk like who could they have on shows and this. And my friend brought up. I have a twin, identical twin.
That's so funny.
Yeah. So that's that. But yeah, and then I was in love with it again. We stayed in Midtown at this hotel. We had a great time for a few days. And then I went back home. So fast forward 20-some years. I'm living in Orlando, Florida.
Okay.
And I had a culmination of things happen to me at the same time. I'm the epitome of one of the people who got caught up in what was this mortgage bubble.
Yeah, the
back
housing
in,
crisis.
Yeah, the 2007, 8, 6, 5, 6, 7, 8 era. And I bought a house with what was called like a balloon mortgage.
Right.
And so my mortgage kept going up.
Yeah.
And so that affected me. The economy was bad. Yeah. I lost my job. I was a general manager at a restaurant.
Right, yeah.
And then I was having stress from that. And then they put me in the... I thought I was having a heart attack. I went to the ER and I was there for a week in the cardiac unit.
A week?
Yes. They thought I had some blockage too. They went to put a stent in. I didn't need the stent. That's a whole nother show.
Yeah.
And then my dear friend Sandy, we were very close, very good friends, and she passed away from cancer very quickly too. Mm. And, I was with her when she passed. And that right there changed me as a person completely when Sandy passed away. I have been very fortunate not to have ever had anyone pass away that's close to me in my lifetime, not even really family members.
Yeah.
And so here I am in my early 40s. When Sandy passed, it made me realize that life is short. You need to make a decision on what you want to do with your life right now.
Yeah.
Life is short. Do what you want to do. And go live.
Mm-hmm.
And so I decided to move to New York City. That's exactly what happened. And Sandy inspired me to move. Sandy completely changed the person that I am. She was an amazing woman, an amazing person. And I miss her. I still miss her. Think about her all the time, every day.
Yeah.
She was incredible. Anybody who knows Sandy Harmon in Orlando can say nothing but amazing things about her.
Yeah.
And it was so sad. And I don't, not to minimize what other people have gone through, because everybody has faced loss in life. And now that I finally faced it, and I actually apologized to some friends.
Oh, really?
Saying I was not sensitive to what you were going through, like who had lost a parent or someone.
Yeah.
They said, it was fine. You were fine. And I said, now I understand what it's like to have that pain and loss and hurt. And it really changed me. And so it made me realize life is short and I need to move. And I stuck to that decision and moved to New York City.
But why moving to New York City? Like, you could move anywhere. You could live anywhere. You could do anything. Why move to New York City?
Jay, that's such a great question. No one's ever asked me that. Why
really?
New York City? Like,
I feel like that's the
why New York
next logical.
But why New York City specifically?
Yeah.
I don't know. It just, for some reason, it was New York. I mean, no one has ever asked me that.
I guess because, like, from my perspective, if I didn't grow up in the tri-state area, I could not imagine moving to New York City.
Yeah, I just thought it was, there was just something that drew me here that was incredible. The energy, and just the diversity. And there's just something about it, as our listeners all know, too. It's just incredible. And New York is where I wanted to be. And I had some friends here, too.
Okay.
So that helped me, because that's actually how I moved here, because I had talked to some friends and they said I could come stay with them until I found a place.
Okay.
So I was fortunate in that aspect. So I did. I said, I'm coming up and I'm staying with you. And I only stayed with them for a month. And then I found an apartment in Upper Manhattan.
Yeah.
I moved in and I've been in that same apartment for 12 years.
Wow.
Since the day I moved to New York City.
So how did you move your stuff? Did you like get trucks? Did you have how did that work?
Everybody has their own story how they moved to New York, I guess, who has moved here. Mine was, in a sense, pretty simple. I lost my house.
Right.
You know, and
you had stuff in the house.
Yes,
right?
I had furniture that I gave to my neighbors next door who I was good friends with.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I gave them a lot of things. I gave away a lot of stuff. I sold stuff. I sold my car.
Yeah.
I came up here with nothing.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I was starting over.
Wow.
Yeah. And my life over in my early 40s.
Yeah.
Also, the lesson I took from what I went through is, you know, I just took that no matter how bad things get, your life can change and you can be happier than ever as well.
Yeah.
You know, when I was going through losing my house and losing my job and in the cardiac unit and losing Sandy, sadly, you know, Sandy did pass away, but she's the one who kicked me and said, go, inspired me to, I say that about Sandy, she's the one who kicked me in the butt and said, go live your life and go enjoy your life. Yeah. Life is short. Enjoy it. So she's the one who inspired me to move here. Wow. She's the reason.
That's so cool.
Yeah. So I'm very thankful that Sandy inspired me. She's an incredible part of my life.
So did you have a plan when you moved to New York? You,
I kind of did.
40 years old, you were leaving everything behind, starting a new life. What was your thought process and did you have a plan?
I did have a plan. And I thought it was a pretty solid plan. And I was going to go back to school.
Oh, for what?
But I was too proactive. So it'll make sense in a second. So what I did was I was going to go to John Jay College here.
Okay.
And I was going to go back for forensic psychology. But as many people don't know this, but I'm a professional photographer.
Right.
And so my goal was to be a photographer for like the NYPD crime unit, something like that.
That's cool.
So that was what I was hoping to do.
Right.
But I went to sign up for classes and they didn't have any record of me or they couldn't find it or something. And I was said, no, I got it all squared away and I'm ready to sign up for classes. And we figured it out. And the admissions for a college only lasts a year. So it had expired just a few days before I went to sign up for classes. I didn't know it expired or I was just too proactive.
Yeah.
So I was bummed because then I had to wait again, a few 6 months or something. And I left there and I was pretty frustrated.
Sure.
But then New York City said to me, well, you know what? That wasn't our plan for you.
Mm-hmm.
Shortly thereafter, Central Park saw my work on my social media, my photography.
Right.
And asked me to come start doing photograph some of their events.
Oh, cool.
And be a part of the conservancy.
Yeah.
And then from there, the seeds were set.
So
they started
asked
growing.
You.
Yeah.
They came and found you.
Yeah.
Like, we want you to.
Yeah, exactly. They approached me.
Wow.
And so that's where I took instead of a right, I took a left when I came to New York City in a sense. And that was the change in course of my New York City life. And now here I am, a published professional photographer.
Yeah.
I have my own tour business. We do the podcast.
This whole creative side.
Yeah, this whole different person was reborn in New York City.
Yeah, because of a sign up club.
Yep. I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, and I have never been happier.
Oh, that's awesome.
Sadly, had I not gone through what I went through in Orlando, I wouldn't be sitting in this chair today happier than ever.
Yeah.
So that's what New York did for me.
So how do you manage your time here with visiting family? Because I know it's really important for you that you talk to your parents and that you mm-hmm. see your parents and that you text with them. How, being like you said, a 24-hour drive away, however long plane flight right. away, how do you manage? Like, do you see them every year? Do you see
I try to, yeah. Last year I had to skip because of my schedule was all wonky, but I go in January.
Okay.
And so I'm going this January for, I don't know, hopefully up to maybe 3 to 4 weeks.
Okay.
So, and that's after the really busy Christmas season. So I just go down with my parents and sit, hang out with my mom and dad and enjoy their company. And it's important, especially as we all get older, you know, to see our family and spend time with our family.
Yeah.
And hopefully my twin brother can come up from the Key West, Florida area, he and his family. And my older brother lives next door to my parents, and all the, you know, all his family and kids and grandkids come over too. So it's like a community.
Nice.
So awesome. I just hope my brother comes up, my twin brother. But yeah. So yeah, it's important to go. I made it's make it a point to go see my parents as we all get older. During the pandemic, I spent a few months with my parents in Florida too, and it was a really good thing, ironically, because that in itself too, my parents and I, you know, we're all together and these, you know, all together for a few months.
Yeah.
And we kind of got on each other's nerves. It allowed us to,
remind you of old times.
I wonder if my mom and dad will listen to this.
Yeah.
But, but we got some annoyances or grievances about each other.
Sure.
Which were, it was great to do.
Yeah.
We kind of re-kicked my relationship with my parents because of the pandemic and being stuck in a house together and yelling at each other. has really, it was an amazing thing. What'd you say?
It rekindled it.
We yelled at each other and I'm like, oh, well, I didn't know you thought that.
Yeah.
You know, and actually it was great to hear. Yeah. Speaking of constructive criticism, you know, but it's from earlier, but it's just funny. It was just that pandemic, ironically, was the best thing that happened to my family. We all, we got all our grievances out and things are better than ever too.
Do you have any advice for people who may have moved here and like maybe haven't had the chance to go? How do they keep that relationship going? How do they make time for their family?
Say that one more time.
How do you have any advice for people who may have moved here and maybe living here for a while and haven't had the chance to go back home? Because like I can like go up for the weekend to see my dad for his birthday after work. And that's like those kinds of connections are really important for me. And I don't know. Do you have any advice for people who may not get to see their families often? How do they keep that connection going?
Well, all I can say is make it happen.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't think there's, for people who can't see their family or who can't make time for their family, you can make time for your family. You do make time for who and what's important to you.
Mm.
I mean, I don't know if that's the correct
answer. No, I think that's a good answer.
Yeah. I mean, for me,
yeah,
that's how I feel. And it's important for me to go see my parents in January, definitely.
Yeah.
So you just, you know, it's important to spend time with people. And that's, you know, back to my earlier story, Sandy is what really taught me that too. I mean, I just feel I'm in a place where I'm appreciative every day of waking up in this amazing city. I'm appreciative every day of life.
Yeah.
Which I wasn't when I left before.
That's
and
so cool.
And so I appreciate every raindrop. I know this sounds silly, but every raindrop, every snowflake, every sun ray, everything, you know?
Yeah.
So even I appreciate the the garbage on the New York City streets. You know, I do.
The rats.
I appreciate the rats. I love, even when I do live videos on my Facebook, I say, oh, look at our cute little wildlife running around.
Yeah.
You know, I appreciate everything. You know, I mean, the world's not perfect, but I appreciate a lot of things in it. And I try to make, you know, try to enjoy life.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Short. Life is short.
So I've got a few questions.
Well, real quick too.
Okay.
If I could see myself that who I am today, you know, 20 years ago, I would.
I was gonna say.
I wouldn't believe it.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Could you imagine like 20 year?
I would not believe it.
Like, you have like 14, like you have a million followers on all your social media platforms and do all this creative work and do all this stuff.
Yeah, I just wouldn't believe
he'd
path.
He'd probably be like, what's social media?
Yeah, I wouldn't believe. Yeah, that too. But I really wouldn't believe the person that I have become.
Oh,
I wouldn't.
Because okay. Yeah.
I feel like I am a completely different person. And I know my friends in Orlando have seen a big change.
Yeah.
You know?
No, that's interesting too. I feel like having such a diverse experience of growing up in Orlando, like the South, and then growing up or like living in New York City and doing life and doing all that stuff, it's very different. I feel like they're kind of two different people.
I was gonna say I'm a completely different person here in New York City than I was in Orlando.
Yeah, that's interesting to see, like to compare them and see like what changed and why. Do you do that?
No, I haven't. But you know what? I'm gonna ask my Orlando friends.
Yeah,
that'd be a good. I'm gonna ask my Orlando friends the difference. The Kelly. The Orlando Kelly compared to the New York City Kelly.
Right.
The Orlando cop compared to the New York City cop. That's what I should have said.
It was branding. Maybe you'll move back. You'll retire to Florida and become Orlando cop.
Yeah. New York City cop just sounds so better. So much better, though.
Yeah.
I love Orlando. Nothing against Orlando.
It was really funny. I had one of those moments when I was writing the notes for this episode, and I got to the end of it, and I spelled cop with 1P, and I was like, that doesn't look right.
Yep.
But also I never remember it having 2 P's, but also I can't like think about this right now. And so I like scrolled up to the top and saw that it was 2 P's, and I was like, I never thought about it before. I kind of just always associated with the COP and just like, oh, it's cop.
Yeah.
But no, it's KOP.
Well, your brain's taught to think of COP automatically.
Yeah.
But you always hear me say, not a C-E-K, so...
Yeah.
You know, yeah, that makes sense to me, though.
Yeah, I just thought that was really funny when I was doing this. Personal question.
Yeah.
Are you registered to vote in Orlando, or are you registered to vote in
New York? Registered to vote in New York City.
Okay.
So I know some people...
Well, I know some...
To be continued.
I know some people...
No, I'm kidding. I'll never say... I never talk politics. You know
no,
that.
I know. I just know
that's a great question.
Some people, like, even if they move somewhere, they're still registered to vote other places. And, like, you know,
I changed, you know, driver's license, ID, whatever, voting changed all right when I got here.
Okay, interesting.
Yep. I'm like, I'm a New Yorker. I want to vote in New York. You know, I want it all.
How did you make friends when moving to a new city at 40?
I don't know. It just happened, you know,
because
because I'm at a place now where I'm really happy. And I don't think I was really looking for friends either because I was following my passion, which is photography.
Yeah.
And side note, I went to the Rockefeller Center tree lighting, as we talked about yesterday. And everything is mostly reels now. And I started out doing photography, and that's how Central Park got a hold of me initially. But now everything has moved to video, reels, and everything. And I miss photography so much because I don't do it that much. And last night, I went to the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree lighting, and I brought my camera for the first time in a while. And I took one of my favorite photos I've taken in years. And it just made my heart sing.
Yeah.
I was so happy.
That's awesome.
But the whole point is I'm not really looking for friends at this stage now.
Right.
And I'm very happy just doing things on my own. New York City is the best city in the world to be by yourself. Somebody just asked me the other day, I forget who, if they ever felt lonely or alone. I said, no, never. Mm. I mean, how can you feel alone in New York City, in my opinion?
Right.
There's so much to do. And I'm, you know, every day out photographing this beautiful city or doing videos, doing content. And well, I'm busy. We're also busy now.
Right. You're doing a lot of work.
Yeah, I'm doing a lot. And I just, and friends just, and I've made some of the best friends of my life here in New York City as well.
Yeah.
Because they have, I'm around people who have a passion. And that's what I love too. And when there's a passion, there's no negativity in the room.
Right.
When we're all sharing a passion, is, you know, and just by chance, it's the same passion about photography or, you know, videography. There is no room for negativity.
Right.
And that's a beautiful thing. Everybody's happy. There's no backstabbing that I know of. But, you know, yeah. I mean, it's just a
You're following your, and then what you enjoy, and then it's, you're enjoying it with people that you like.
Right. And you just, and then friends just naturally, you just naturally make friends.
Yeah.
And before you know it, you're, we see each other at the same events. It's a, we become this great community. I have a lot of amazing friends now here in the city that I really can, that I really admire and that I really trust.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Follow your passion.
And appreciate. Yeah. Follow your passion. And then the people who have that, have a passion as well, will come to you. It's nice. It's really nice.
That's awesome. And then finally.
Well, including you, Jay.
Oh.
I mean, you have a passion for what you do. You know, you're really smart. I mean,
you
inspire me. You know, you're really good at what you do, and I really admire that.
Thank you. I do my best, you know.
You're very, Jay is a very solid, stable person in my life. And I really need that. It's really good. As you know. You know, like yin and yang we are, you know. And I really, I mean, Jay grounds me. Hence the podcast working, because he's so awesome. So that's what I just want to say to you, Jay.
Oh, I appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, I mean it. Seriously. What was your question?
Oh, before we get to our patented question.
Yeah.
Just any tips or advice for people looking to move or thinking about moving? Because I feel like I said before, it's such a daunting task to have to plan. To like figure out what you're bringing with you, figure out what you're not bringing with you. I mean, even before that, figuring out if you want to do it, like if I can, if do I have the financials to do it, if I do I have the guts to do it, do I have the ability to be able to live here? And then also, I was thinking about moving to LA a few years ago, and
you can't.
Well, I was like, do I want it? Like, I've never been there before. Yeah. I've never lived there before. Yeah. I've never visited. Like, do I want to move to a place that I don't even know? So like,
yeah, you do. I think that's go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt though.
No. It's just, do you have any advice or tips or, just do it.
I mean, you can't move to LA, but I mean,
that's like, I won't permit you.
I need you here, but I really admire people too. Talking to people from around the world here in New York City or even Orlando that are traveling by themselves. You know, that just go ahead and travel. I think some people have it in them to do this and some people don't.
Sure.
To move or travel, even just travel by themselves. I love when I talk to people, male or female, and they're just traveling the world by themselves. The only thing is, one of the things is I'm very lucky to have had friends already here in New York who kind of helped me move.
Okay, yeah.
So that I'm very lucky and grateful for that.
Mm-hmm.
They helped me kind of kickstart my life again when I moved back to New York City. I mean, they didn't give me any money or anything.
Right, but it's good to have like a social network. It's
correct.
Good to have like people to rely on. It's good to have.
I think it really helps. Yeah, it really does help. I mean, whoever moves to New York City, I'll definitely help them with advice and help them look for apartments and what to do. And like, for instance, I mean, if you have money, you can live in Midtown Manhattan or whatever.
Yeah.
But if you don't have a lot of money, you can live up in my neighborhood, Upper Manhattan, where the apartments are less expensive.
Yeah. You know, the Bronx.
What'd you say?
The Bronx.
The Bronx. You can live in the Bronx. Yeah. You can live farther out in Brooklyn too.
Yeah.
Or farther out in Queens. I mean, you can live across the Hudson River in New Jersey.
Right.
Too. I mean, there are ways to do it.
Yeah.
You just got to want to do it. That's the thing. You either going to want, if you want to do it or you don't. You have to have that want.
Yeah.
That desire to move. And then it'll work. That's my opinion. I mean, I moved here with that desire. I'm moving to New York. I don't care. Nothing's stopping me.
Yeah.
And I'm going to make it happen.
Yeah.
And I did make it happen, but in no way did I, not in a way that I planned.
Mm.
You're, like I said, New York is like, nope, this is how I want you to be, Kelly.
Right.
You know, which is funny in a sense, the way it sounds. But yeah, I'm doing nothing I anticipated on doing when I moved here.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So you got to want it.
You just got to want to do it.
You got to.
That's the bottom
it.
Line. And on a smaller scale, too, some people ask me for advice on, you know, on their social media and what to do. And
mm-hmm.
then the first thing I say is, you got to want to do it.
Yeah.
There's people who are going to do it or they're not going to do it.
Yeah.
That's just how life is. There's the people who will do it, but you can't make somebody do something they really
don't
want to do. You
yeah.
just got to want it.
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
That's just my opinion. That's where I am right now in my life.
Your wisdom, your long years of wisdom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think, even though I'm getting older, but, you know, it's interesting the wisdom that age does bring you.
Right.
And
gives you perspective.
Yes. And you can, in a sense, you can choose how you want to feel, too. We're up in some way. There's some, you know,
yeah.
not to get deep, I don't know, but you in some ways you have a choice of how to feel about life and things.
Yeah, I mean, that's what made you move here, right? You decided that you wanted to
exactly. Oh,
choose
great segue.
Being happy, you wanted
great
to choose,
full circle.
Yeah,
go ahead.
No, you decided you wanted to choose to live
exactly
instead of what's it in being in a rut?
Exactly, being in a bad place where my life was falling apart, and
right.
I decided to make a change, and Sandy inspired me that to live because life is short.
Yeah.
And it, you know, I do thank Sandy for the, you know, her wisdom that she had given me as, you know, while she was alive here on this earth.
Yeah.
She's an amazing person.
And that's what we're sharing with all of you today.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. Nice, Jay.
Of course.
You're a good interviewer. Thank you.
I'm trying. I feel like I have a lot to learn.
You're making me think.
Oh, okay, good. That's
yeah.
that's my goal.
Yeah.
Whenever I talk to anyone, my goal is to make them think.
Because I don't reflect often on my life, but I am daily aware of how I want to choose to live my life. Does that make sense?
No, that does make sense. And I feel like it's
daily.
It's a choice. You know?
It is a choice.
You have to choose. And my dad would say this all the time. Choose a choice. Don't make a choice. Choose you.
Oh, yeah.
And
it totally makes sense. I get
I always hated that he would say that because I don't know.
But now do you get it?
But now I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I met your dad. He's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before we let you go, Kelly Kopp, we here at the New Yorkers podcast want to know what it meant to you, Kelly Kopp, to become a New Yorker.
Wow, what it meant to become, because we ask what do we usually ask?
What does it mean to you to be a New Yorker?
Yeah, now you're asking me what it meant to become a New Yorker.
Yeah.
For me, you know, I love this city, as most of our listeners do. It's a great feeling to become a New Yorker, to feel like a New Yorker. And I know, let me reword this, because I know that our listeners, I always say that people are all over the world feel in their heart that they are New Yorkers.
Yeah.
And I get that. That's how I felt before I moved here too. But to actually experience it and live here as the New Yorker now is one of the best feelings in the world too. To be in New York City visiting is one of the best feelings, and to become a New Yorker living here is like the cherry on the sundae.
Yeah.
It's just, gosh, I'm proud to feel this way.
Yeah.
Because I think New York City is the best city in the world.
Of course.
Of course. Jay grew up here, so he completely agrees. Yeah, I love it here. I think this is it for me. I can't see me living anywhere else. As I get older, never say never is
sure.
true.
Yeah.
But I feel whole living here. Mm. I feel fulfilled living here. I'm happy living here. I'm inspired every day living here. I'm thankful every day to the universe.
Yeah.
That allowed me to live here.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of emotions that encompass how I feel now as a New Yorker, living as a New Yorker.
Becoming whole stuck out to me.
What'd you say?
Becoming whole.
Yeah, it does. That's it. I feel whole living here. Thank you for joining us today, my friends, for this week's episode of the New Yorkers Podcast. Why don't you let everyone know where they can find you on social media, Jay?
You can follow me at StudioJ170 on Instagram.
Do you have any other social medias?
That's the main one.
That's the main one. Okay, yeah. Just making sure. Once again, I'm your host, Kelly Kopp, also known as New York City Kopp across all social media.
Please like and subscribe to the New Yorkers Podcast, and you can follow the New Yorkers on social media at the New Yorkers Podcast.
You can also leave a rating or a comment to let us know how you are enjoying the show. We read through all your comments, my friends, and DMs. So please, we would love to hear from you. Thank you, Cece Esposito, Eddie Williams, and Leah O'Neill for your kind words on the last episode. If you want to be featured at the end of an episode, leave a rating on Apple Podcasts or a comment on Spotify.
And thank you, Jackie Baja Alchazi. Sorry if I pronounced that wrong. Maria Cecilia Boulay and Maria Mack for your comments on Facebook.
Have a lovely day, my friends, and we will see you next Sunday.
Goodbye.
This is the last stop on this train. Everyone, please leave the train. Thank you for riding with MTA New York City Transit.